For many of us, summertime means yard work, especially now that many of us are spending more time at home. That means mulching, watering, pulling out weeds. And for those unfortunately stuck with poison ivy, the task of getting rid of it typically means hours of back-breaking, itchy work or toxic chemicals. But there is a better alternative: goats. Living on Earth's Ainsley O'Neill has the story.
The 55-acre Great Rock Farm in Georgetown, Massachusetts, has more than 130 goats and twice as many sheep. Michelle Olson greets me with a huge smile. She grew up on this farm, surrounded by ducks, goats, sheep, herding dogs, and horses. And after living for some time in Washington, D.C., she decided to come back and help out the family business. Goats to go.
I'm Ainsley.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sure the dogs told me you were here.
Yes.
These are our two Australian shepherds that herd the animals. Hey.
Michelle is wearing black yoga pants, sneakers, and her blonde hair is in a tight ponytail. We walk together towards a goat pasture, surrounded by a white fence. As we enter the enclosure, Michelle pats a shiny black goat and introduces us.
So this is Squeaks. She's 5 months old. So Squeaks will probably follow us all around. And that's Miss Piggy.
Oh, Miss Piggy, that's cute.
And that's Miss Piggy's brother up on top of the hay. The highest point the goats always want.
Huh. She is able to point out every goat by name and introduces them like they're her extended family.
Patches is coming out of the barn right there.
Oh.
He's like, something's happening. That's a crazy goat right there. That's Giraffe, because he looked like a giraffe when he was a baby.
Michelle was present for the birth of many of these goats.
And they're jumping around the moment they're born. Mm. They're really cute. They're like sometimes the size of a water bottle with little legs. It's a Nalgene bottle.
After getting to meet the furrier side of the Olson family, we hop into a pickup truck to see some goats at work. We arrive at our destination in the neighboring town of Newbury, Massachusetts. There's a green two-floor suburban home with about a 200-square-foot yard. A yellow trailer filled with goats is parked in the driveway. The area where the goats will be working is filled with rocks, trees, and plenty of noxious weeds like poison ivy, poison oak, and sumac. Jamie Genist, the head farm caretaker and sheep herder, starts sectioning off the backyard.
Well, basically what we have to do is we clear a path so that we can set the electric fence up, because the fence itself can't hit anything or it'll ground it out. And here's the electric setup right here with your ground rod, battery, and charger.
He puts an electric fence around the work area to keep the goats from being bothered by dogs and to keep the flower beds from being bothered by the goats. Inside the fence, Jamie has set up a pool of water to make sure that the goats stay hydrated while they're on the job. And to the side, there's an open tent for the goats to rest under in case they start to overheat. Jamie makes sure that these goats to go are always good to go. Homeowners Tracy and Peter come outside to greet the crew and get a peek at the goats. Peter says he had seen advertisements for goats to go and just decided to give it a try.
It might be a nice, easy way to take care of getting this area landscaped and getting rid of the brush with a natural process. It's not going to be cheap, but it's not going to be more expensive, and it's, you know, environment neutral. So it's not something I can do because it's poison ivy, and I don't want to be in poison ivy. And it's effective and good for everybody, and the goats get a meal out of the deal.
Goat landscapers are a novel and, as Peter alluded to, a fairly expensive alternative. The cost of hiring goats to go is more than $500 per grazing job. The most popular and cheapest way to eradicate weeds is the use of herbicides. But some herbicides are non-selective, meaning they not only kill the intended plant, but everything around it, including any insects that happen to stop by for a landing. And long-term exposure to herbicides has been linked to many health concerns in humans, including cancer. So goat landscapers aren't just cute furry friends, they make an honest living as an eco-friendly alternative. The goats are eager to get out of their trailer and explore. After making sure everything is set up properly, Michelle explains what's about to happen.
Usually the trailer comes open and they just come out and some of them just faint when they come off the trailer because they're all excited or nervous.
Fainting goats, also known as myotonic goats, have a natural mutation in their genes, which causes their muscles to stiffen up when they're startled.
As soon as they get in there, you'll see they'll just rummage around and start eating what they like first, which is probably the poison ivy, and then they'll go back to what they like second, just like how we eat, like, you know, the good stuff on our plate first.
The trailer opens up, and Jamie starts latching ropes onto the collars that all of the goats are wearing around their necks. They seem eager to hurry down the small slope of grass onto the overgrown area of the yard. I was given the honor of guiding one of the goats to the weed buffet.
So this is what we call a walk-in job. We got to hand lead all the goats in.
I have grabbed onto a goat, but I'm not sure I've directed it in the right path. He's just wandering around a tree right now. So I've just got to pull him just a teensy bit. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, I should grab some goat treats, eh? As soon as the goat stepped inside the fence, it wasn't even difficult to pull them anymore. It was like the goat knew exactly where to go.
Some goats head right towards the rocky area. Others huddle inside the tall brush, as though they're all eating from a family table. Two black and white spotted goats are so deep into the bush that I only see their horns peeking out from between the leaves.
So goats like to eat what you call high, they're browsers, and then eat low. So they'll eat grass if there's nothing else there, but they don't care for grass. They like shrubs, and they like to be in these bushes right here.
Other animals, like sheep and cows, are also grazing animals. But Michelle says goats have several advantages when it comes to eating noxious weeds like poison ivy.
They have teeth on the bottom and a soft pad on the top, which they can eat even stuff that's thorny and woody bark and everything. They have a very acidic stomach, so when they eat something, they break it all down. When they poop the other end, they don't regerminate what's already there. Horses and cows have seeds in their poop. Goats do not, and neither do sheep. But the goats just happen to love it, and I think it has to do with the digestive system and what they like to eat.
It will take the goats about 3 days to finish clearing out this space. But it's not one and done. Noxious weeds will grow back. It'll take the goats several sessions to starve the plant, blocking it from the energy it needs to survive and weakening its root system. Although goats are not able to eradicate weeds in just one sitting, they are able to remediate soil by churning it with their hooves and fertilizing it with their waste. After these biomachines are done cleaning up the overgrown shrubs, Michelle will be ready to take them back to their home at the Great Rock Farm. And while these goatscapers won't take over the jobs of human landscapers for good, Goats to Go provides an alternative to those wanting to get rid of weeds and shrubs in a more natural, goaty sort of way. For Living on Earth, I'm Ainsley O'Neill in Georgetown, Massachusetts.
Thanks to Living on Earth for that story. You can find their Living on Earth podcast at your favorite podcast platform.